Summer Phillips was tired of waiting, so she marched over to the bar and ordered a glass of cab sav. The bartender filled it so high it trickled down the sides when she picked it up. He gave her a sympathetic smile as she handed him cash, and she wandered back to the two-person table where she'd placed her jacket. Dating at 30 wasn't fun. Resorting to being fixed up on a blind date where the guy was 15 minutes late was even worse. She glanced at her phone. It was almost 8:30, and she wanted nothing more than to be at home, curled up in her PJs, watching something involving cake or house buying. The bar was loud, full of high-energy financial district types, drinking too much and talking over each other. The air was thick with the smell of scotch and 10 different colognes. A door opened, letting in a cool draft, and Summer saw a man saunter in over the rim of her wine glass as she took a sip. He was handsome, clean-shaven, with an expensive-looking haircut. It was Tim. Annie had shown her his picture on her phone, and that was the only reason she'd even agreed to meet him. Now, she felt foolish, wondering if she should just sneak out while she had the chance. Their eyes locked, and it was too late.
Summer,
he asked, unbuttoning his Burberry jacket. That's me. You must be Tim, she said, telling herself to loosen up. A waitress came over and took his drink order, which was a Boilermaker. Apparently, they knew him. That was promising. Summer rolled her eyes when she saw his gaze follow the waitress back to the bar, a foolish grin on his face. Another classic tale of Summer Phillips's dating life in New York City. The next hour was spent listening to Tim talk about how great his job was and how he was going to make enough money in the next year to buy his condo outright, a Battery Park high-rise with a view of Lady Liberty. Summer's tolerance was running on empty by the time Tim ordered his fourth drink. He kept getting closer, and the moment his hand slid up her thigh, she knew it was time to go home.
Oh, come on, I thought we were getting along, he said, with a pathetic attempt at making moon eyes.
Thank you for the drinks. I have a morning class to run. She threw on her jacket, ready to back up her excuse, but Tim had already turned, flirting with the women at the next table over. She glanced at the time. Still early enough that the subway wasn't a worry, so she headed for the station, which quickly took her the few stops to Soho. The two glasses of wine were enough to cut the stress of the past few weeks, and she was enjoying not thinking about her failures. It was working, until she got to her yoga studio. The sign, Om Top of the World, sat dark, the lights off. She looked into the windows, pulling her jacket tight against the evening's cool breeze. All her dreams had been poured into the place, and she was going to lose it. Summer fumbled in her purse for the keys and walked to the side, the glass door opening to a staircase to the second floor, her hideaway from the big city. Soon she was upstairs, her door separating her from the world outside. She was greeted by purrs and leg rubs, her cat happy for the company.
Oh, Cinnamon, what are we going to do? She asked, picking up the tabby and scratching his head.
Mail lay on the floor. Another past-due bill to add to the pile. She went to plug her phone in and noticed the voicemail icon at the top of the screen. She must have missed the call while she was out. Setting the cell down and hitting the speaker button, she removed her jacket and kicked her heels to the side, hearing her dad's voice carry through the small apartment.